It's 8:53. Joining us now in our studios is Andrew Tussing from the Northfield Rescue Squad. Andrew, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Boy, it's defeat days. Defeat of Jesse James days are coming up, and that means just about every nonprofit in Northfield has got something to do this weekend, whether it be part of the setup, within the celebration, or whatever. That includes the rescue squad. You've got the duck races.
That's correct. We got duck races. Tickets are $5. All proceeds go towards the rescue squad, which is actually fully funded off donations. When we go on a call and help somebody out, give them, you know, sea collars, board them and all that, we don't charge them anything.
Mm-hmm.
We pay for all the supplies out of pocket with the proceeds from the duck race.
So everything you need, boy, that I can't even fathom. What all kinds of stuff do you need?
Now we actually started carrying medications like Narcan and stuff like that with different things going on. But we buy EpiPens and everything for allergic reactions.
Mm-hmm.
Sea collars for motor vehicle accidents. We got a maintenance on all of our heavy rescue tools, different things like that.
All right. Let's tell us about what separates the rescue squad from, say, ambulance service or the fire department or the police. When do you get the call?
Yeah, so we assist the ambulance on a ton of different calls, trouble breathing, cardiac arrest, strokes, different things like that. Obviously, motor vehicle accidents are a big one. So the ambulance in town is an advanced life support system.
Mm-hmm.
They have paramedics and they can give a lot more medications and different stuff that we can't do. We're a basic life support. So, all of our members are trained to the EMT level. We do have one or two paramedics on there that actually work for different services, and that's how they got their certification. So we're all emergency medical technicians, so, we're just kind of, when the tones go off, we go out and help where we can, so.
Now, you're also a member of the fire department.
That's correct, yeah. Everyone on the fire department is also on the rescue squad.
Okay.
So it's kind of the same organization, but it's not, if that makes sense. So
mm-hmm.
the fire department, they get money from, taxes and different stuff like that, where the rescue squad is completely donations.
All right. And you can help make a donation by buying a duck, at least renting a duck for a few hours anyway on Sunday afternoon. Are all the rescue squad members going out to
Yep. So those? Everyone gets tickets. They go out and sell.
Uh-huh.
Also, the best place to get them if you don't know any firemen or anything like that is to go to the bingo stand. We sell them there too. The bingo stands also run off the rescue squad. So
mm-hmm.
proceeds from the duck race and bingo pretty much fund our organization for the whole year, pretty much.
Wow. Now, how many ducks will there be?
We can sell up to 3,000.
Okay.
We haven't done that in a few years, so that's kind of our ultimate goal, obviously. The more we can sell, the better off, better support we can be for the community.
All right. Now, if you do buy one, they're $5 a piece.
$5, and then the prizes are first place is $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Second is $300, and third is $150.
All right, so it's a good deal, and you can buy 4 of them or 10 of them if you'd like, and once again, it's a donation to a very good cause.
Exactly.
Now, come Sunday afternoon, that is game time for the duck races. What is it, after the parade, is that when you drop those?
So, yeah, after the parade, we drop them. Unfortunately, with the way the river went up,
mm-hmm.
it's going to possibly be a raffle just because it's not too safe to be standing in the river right now. It kind of depends on what the levels do. Unfortunately, with all that rain we got, it's more than likely going to be a raffle. But if the river goes down enough, we're going to have the race.
So. Okay. Now, if you do have the race, where's the start line and where's the finish line?
So right behind the bingo tent on the bridge is where mm-hmm. we drop them. Just past the walking bridge, we set up kind of a funnel, and all the ducks go into that area. We round them up, and we start saying off numbers, the first number that somebody's bought for a ticket is the winner, and so on and so forth.
So that it might go from a marathon some year when the water's low to a sprint this year. They'll probably get through there pretty quick.
It'll be a record time this year if we do it. So.
The river is definitely raging. So you can look up once again any rescue squad or fire department member or where'd you say on Bridge Square? Do you have
it? Yeah, the bingo tent.
The bingo tent.
Best place to get them. They'll be there anytime there's bingo. They'll be selling tickets too.
All right, sounds good. Anything else about the duck races?
No, come on out, support us. We'd appreciate it.
All right. Andrew, thank you so much for coming in today. We wish you the best of luck. Have a fun time over the weekend and sell a lot of those duck tickets.
Thanks, you too.
All right. Once again, the duck race coming up Sunday afternoon. Stop by the bingo tent and you can pick up your tickets for that.